has been like a good family reunion for us. A lot of us gathered last night. We have players from the 50s to the late 2000s. Thanks to all of you for making the trip to Springfield. Chillicothe's first All-State player is here, Ron Odell. Ron, give him a wave. He not only played, but was the middle school principal and part of the coaching staff for over 40 years. He graduated in 1953 and went on to play at Northwest Missouri State University. We wouldn't be here today if it weren't for the success of the teams under, of course, Coach Bob Fairchild, who passed away this fall. His sons, David and Perry, are up here tonight. I wish he could have been here to see this induction. It all started back in 1963 as he and his assistant coaches put together a great program, which is still has an influence on our players, school, and community even today. Long hours of preparation and practice, grueling conditioning, and attention to detail were traits of our success. Just okay was not okay with Coach Fairchild, believe me. The most important aspect, of course, of the program were the players. Whether there was the excitement of playing in the rival Armistice Day game, or the feeling of playing in a final or semifinal game after our community's Christmas Day parade, the program has meant a great deal to our school and community. Most of the time, it's been team before self. Many of our players over the years were asked to make changes in positions to better the team, maybe switching from what some people think is a more glamorous position, such as the back or end position, to what really helps the football team go in the offensive and defensive line. We had a lot of great players, many of them standing right up here, who went on to have outstanding collegiate careers, and even some in the NFL. But one of the big differences were those players who might not have been as big or as gifted. Many of those young men motivated themselves to play at a level above what was thought possible by themselves and their coaches. You can't have a great program without great assistant coaches. And I had some great ones, and so did Coach Fairchild. Supportive administrators, support groups in the community, like team doctors, parents, the media people, also the Booster Club, which my wife Debbie is the president, has been for the last several years, a supportive music program, and our band director, Sarah Cavanaugh, is in the audience tonight. Shows you how much that means. And of course, the volunteers that help during the games, clock operators, announcers, chain gang personnel, security and emergency personnel, many of those are some of our former players. I know Coach Fairchild and those players who played for me can't be thanked enough for their dedication to our program. I think the future looks bright. Thanks again for our induction to the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. Go Hornets and go Chiefs.